saw the file. Rogue federal agent.
Ruled by a sense of destiny.
Machete.
He was a federale, a Mexican national police officer, until a drug kingpin murdered his family. Then it became personal. Left for dead, the ex-policeman, nicknamed Machete for his deadly skill with that long, sharp blade, slips across the Texas border and disappears into the legion of undocumented workers. But he soon finds himself in an underground movement for immigrant rights and against criminals like that notorious drug lord.
You're a fighter.
Only when there's something worth fighting for.
Is there?
Always.
Danny Trejo stars as Machete, a character writer-director Robert Rodriguez explains he put in a mock trailer, or coming attraction preview, as part of Grindhouse, his 2007 double bill collaboration with Quentin Tarantino.
The reason I made the movie is because that original trailer I put in Grindhouse had such a huge response from all fans of all types, because I'd never seen a movie like that before and thought it was kind of a no-brainer. How come no one's ever made something like this before? You had blaxploitation films, but you never had a Latin superhero.
Cuidado. Don't start what you can't finish. Machete.
You know me?
I know the legend.
Maybe the legend's better.
I'll be the judge of that.
This movie is very strange. It was very fun to do creatively because I shot the trailer first, and I wanted to use every shot from the trailer in the movie, so I had to reverse engineer the movie. So I would look at the trailer and go, I need to use the shot of him doing this. How did he get there? And then come up with things, you know, to do that. So the scene of him in the waterfall with the two beautiful blondes, I was like, okay, now how did he get into that pool in the waterfall? And what twist can I put on it so that it surprises an audience?
One twist that Rodriguez slips into Machete is framing the action scenes with a serious plot about the raging controversy over illegal immigration in the United States.
Our rightful citizens are hardworking Americans who earn their paychecks by the grit of their guts and the sweat of their brow. I don't want to change that.
Yeah!
Change. That's what they want. Change. Change the laws. Open the doors.
Robert De Niro plays a blustering politician using the issue in his election campaign. Jessica Alba is an immigration agent attempting to uphold the law.
I think if it was a serious drama, we wouldn't be able to explore the political themes the way we do in this film. You know, people go in thinking they're watching this amazing action comedy film, and they can walk away with a conversation, and they can walk away having an opinion one side or the other. And I feel like this is also something that's politically and socially relevant anywhere in the world, because every country deals with immigrants, and there's always two sides to the argument.
You think what you do is right? Taking your brothers and sisters in? Deporting them back to their own personal hells?
It's the law.
There are many laws.
There sure are. Immigration fraud, aiding an illegal entry.
The punchy dialogue and gritty action are in the style of low-budget features that Hollywood used to churn out to fill double bills at local cinemas, so-called B-movies. But that description bothers actress Michelle Rodriguez, no relation to the writer-director, who plays a local activist in Machete.
I don't like the sound of B-movie. I think it's more of an exploitation film. You know, in the vein of like Natural Born Killers or Pulp Fiction or any of those exploitative genres where you just exaggerate images, and it's more artistic than a B-movie. A B-movie's like Splatman or something, you know, or like, you know, some really bad acting, like horrible. This is different.
On the other hand, Robert Rodriguez embraces the B-movie spirit.
There's a quality to a B-movie. It's almost giving yourself permission to have more fun than you would normally have. And that's, what are you doing? You're going to a movie theater. That's what you're going to do. You know, you can go to the opera, you can go to the roller coaster. Some people want to go on the roller coaster. And so that's what I consider to be the B-movie. Not that it's less than, it can be more than in a lot of ways if you're talking about, you know, the world of entertainment. When you ask film students what their favorite film was, they might say a foreign film, but really they're probably their favorite first film that got them in love with movies was probably seeing Rambos or Raiders of the Lost Ark in a dark theater as a kid. And those movies travel really well. That's why those actors were big stars. They played all over the world, not just L.A. and New York, but Ukraine and Nigeria. because you knew who the good guy was, you knew who the bad guy was, and they're just really strong, fun entertainment.
I took a vow of peace, and now you want me to help you kill all these men?
Yes, Padre.
I'll see what I can do.
Machete also features Cheech Marin, Don Johnson, Lindsay Lohan, and veteran action star Steven Seagal. The film was shot at Robert Rodriguez's Troublemaker Studios in Austin, Texas. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.